more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
And now a star is born. On December 1st, 1988, the world welcomed little baby Zoe Kravitz.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Let me put it this way, Dad. It's a little tiny American woman!
Zoe Kravitz. A star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside. At 5.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. Attorney General Bill Barr today telling the Associated Press that the Justice Department has found no evidence of widespread voter fraud that might change the outcome of the election as the Trump campaign files another lawsuit in Wisconsin.
That follows a recount in 2 counties, Milwaukee and Dane, that were requested and paid for by the Trump campaign. But the campaign says that in examining ballots during the recount, they found lots of evidence to support the grounds of their lawsuit.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House. The Navy is scrapping the USS Bonhomme Richard, a ship damaged in a fire while at a San Diego port.
Repairing the Wasp-class amphibious assault ship would have cost $3 billion, according to estimates. Arson is suspected, but the Navy says its investigation has not concluded. Dozens of sailors suffered minor injuries battling the blaze.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. America is listening to Fox News.
Christmas, everybody. It's December 1st.
24 days till Christmas.
All I wanted for Christmas was for Bill Barr to get off his fat ass and do something. And I guess I won't see Bill Barr's fat ass in my stocking this year. You can look at so many people who have disappointed us. But he's got to be at the top of the list. And he came in with that reputation, you know. And we, you know, remember the first time he was in a hearing? And he said, yeah, I think it was spying. Why didn't you do something about it? Why did nobody pay a price for phony FISA warrants and all that? You waited. Horrible. Now Durham is going to do something? I'm sick of him, too. I've been hearing his name. I've seen one picture of the man for 3 years, and I haven't seen a damn thing. I don't want to report. I want to see justice. PTSD. I think a lot of us have it. I can't recall a period of time. Yeah, like when you're doing music radio, the bosses never listen to us, but jocks around the air, we're the ones that talk to the listeners. And you know when you're playing the wrong stuff because you can tell from the phone traffic and about, you know, hey, we may want to think about picking up the pace or trying to be a little bit less repetitive. Whatever, most bosses won't listen to you. But then the book comes out and they blame you. You talk too much. So I've been sitting next to a phone in a studio for many, many years. And over the last 4 weeks, I have watched what was great excitement, anticipation, and what looked to be a Trump victory, then clouded with doubt the next day. Because there's just no way he's going to lose an 800,000-point vote lead in Pennsylvania. And with each passing day, there is a settling in going on. Tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm wrong. But I think, based on what I see and hear happening, not just on this show but other shows, there people are just sort of in a state of shock. The reality that a dementia-riddled man is going to be our next president is settling in, because I don't see too many avenues of escape at this point.
Their hope has been deferred and their heart is sick. That's what's happening.
What she said.
Yep. But let me tell you something. When the desire comes, it's a tree of life.
Now you're over my head.
Well, when your hope is...
I didn't finish college. You should have this conversation with Joey. He'll get all this. He's done term papers on these concepts. Not me.
Just means you feel sick when something that you've wanted for so long and you believed was coming to you does not come, and it appears that there's no way that it will ever come. But when it finally does, it's a tree of life. It's life-giving. It's unexplainable, the life that it gives and the joy that it brings.
Well, it's cold outside and in my heart. 8 minutes after 5 o'clock. However, we will go to Baumhauer's tonight. That's a great place to meet like-minded people and commiserate. It's kind of group therapy last few weeks. And then our big party will be a week from tomorrow. Our happy hour Christmas party, starring special guests of honor. The Cronins from the Carolinas are going to be in town.
Yeah.
We have some very dedicated... that call yesterday, Rusty sent me that call.
Laura.
From Laura.
Mm-hmm.
That was an amazing and wonderful surprise at the very end of a show when you just think, okay, we're ready to wrap up, and then all of a sudden that happens.
I'm hoping my friends will be able to come tomorrow night.
Oh, Kelly Loeffler, one of the Senate candidates, and Trump again encouraging Republican in name only Governor Brian Kemp, urged this recount. We won these races. There's no need for a runoff January 5th if you do your job, Governor. Scared to death. Scared to, once they in, man, they want the job, they want to stay in the job. And when the owners of this country decide you need to do X, Y, and Z, or you might be dead, that's where the capitulation occurs. Crazy. That's why it's okay for Joe Biden's son to cut deals with China and take money from Russian oligarchs, and the media would have a tantrum of unprecedented proportions if any of Trump's kids did that. We're going to take a short break here, get Rich's forecast at 5:10, and then we should be able to talk to Brandt about, well, there's green in the mouth. Somebody's optimistic. Let's find out why.
Got car issues? Maybe your check engine light is on, ball tires, or need an oil change? Got kids and no time? Tell us about it. That's why we choose Gray's Tire and Auto.
Their certified ASC mechanics will keep you updated with text and pictures before and after your repair. Plus, every time you spend at least $25, you get free roadside assistance for a whole year.
Gray's Tire and Auto, your AAA certified repair centers in the River Region. For quality repairs and reasonable prices, visit graystirecenter.com.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $22.98. They're an iconic duo like salt and pepper, a hammer and a nail, or the holidays and awkward hugs. You can't get one without the other. That's Napa Full Synthetic and a Platinum Filter for just $22.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/20.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. Once again, another good night to throw an extra log on the fire. It's going to be a cold one. Overnight low temperature by about dawn, maybe mid-20s with clear skies. Tomorrow, not quite as cold. Lots of sunshine. I think we'll be up to about 56 for a high temperature. Probably upper 50s on Thursday. Small chance of rain, I think, by Thursday afternoon, Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates. As low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Christmas Eve, 1945. Times were so tight, we couldn't afford a tree. But that wasn't going to stop my daddy. So he packed us up and moved us to a snowy forest. Well, I lost two toes to frostbite that night, and a coyote ran off with my grandma. But it was worth it for that tree. Well, after all, I got more toes. And besides, grandma kind of smelled funky. Happy holidays!
You got Sprite? And we'll hear more of Morgan's favorite holiday memories in the days ahead right now. Let's find out what's going on with our money with Mr. Right on the Money. That's Brent McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, and good afternoon to you.
Hey, buddy. Good afternoon. How's it going?
We've been diagnosing ourselves and our audience today, because tomorrow it's a month since the election, and I think a lot of people are either in shock or having some PTSD. I can tell. I've been doing this a long time. I've never seen a mass reaction. We got a big audience on this show. I've never seen it so paralyzed. Because even people want to call. I don't know what to believe anymore. One minute it seems like, Sidney Powell, she's going to release the Kraken. We've just gotten so used to disappointment after disappointment after disappointment that I'm afraid our expectations are so low at this point,
Man, I tell you what, I've got a lot I really want to say about that. I think, first of all, as far as the election went, one cool thing, I read a report that was put out by a statistician. It was a very, very complex, very detailed report, using math and standard deviations and all kinds of just very, very complex mathematical formulas. I found that report fascinating, and basically what the author sort of proved was is that if you take those few states and the real anomaly that just stood out, they were so anomalous, and they all occurred at the same time, and that the trend or the the number of votes that came in for Biden outpacing Trump were so off the chart compared to the almost nearly 9,000 updates that came through the night from all states.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a statistical almost impossibility.
Yeah, we were just.
And so I would say that. But the other thing is, to your point with the way the listeners feel, where so many people feel, where's the evidence? That's the problem. In order to win this, you've got to have empirical evidence. You have to have an investigation. And as much as it, you know, as bad as it, you know, pains everyone, the reality is from.
We lost you there, Brent. Brent, we cannot hear you. I'm going to put him on hold for a second and see if we can get him back. Brent, you there? I'm going to have to take a moment for a Hallmark movie, and we'll contact him and let him know.
There's nothing like a good holiday recipe. Here's one you'll love. Gather the ingredients. A washed-up sitcom actor from the 80s.
Tony Danza.
An actress who left Saturday Night Live and made one lousy movie.
Molly Shannon.
A fatal disease.
Depends on the decade. Anything from pneumonia in the 90s to typhoid fever in the 1840s.
And an entire town full of people who pitch in to help out at the last possible minute, and you've got virtually every movie the Hallmark Channel will show this holiday season. Plus, for even more fun, add a beloved family pet who disappears in a snowstorm, a priceless family heirloom that gets sold in a garage sale, or any teenager who thinks one or both of their parents are dead until they show up at the school play. From the Hallmark Channel, where our movies are just the crap that fills in between commercials for medicines and Geico.
Well, we were adjusting the phone problem. I also got a text from my buddy Ray. And Ray, we'd like to see you at Baumhauer's, if not tomorrow, next week, who says you are absolutely right. My diagnosis on what's happening right now, a month after the election. Okay, we got you there.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. That was crazy.
I could hear you, but just like, even if I turned the volume all the way up, it would be barely audible. Something happened in the connection. So I apologize. I'm not sure what caused it. I don't think it's us because we have such modern equipment here.
Well, you never know, Greg. Listen, I'll confess, I've got my AirPods in. Sometimes these things act a little weird, too. So, you know, it could have been on my end. But anyway.
So let's pick up the point that you were talking. We tried to get your phone connection fixed for about 20 seconds before we disconnected to text you. So can you go back to the point you were making?
So, you know, I wrapped up that the report that I had read, the very complex statistical analysis. And then I was just simply suggesting that, you know, for me, you know, I want to be able to, you know, sort of sit back and go, wow, this really stinks and all of that. But I'm just, for me, in my world, I'm not in a position that I can do that. I manage too much money. And so we're already starting to look at what are the next 2 years going to look like. And we are assigning statistical probabilities in terms of outcomes of Biden, in his presidency, from the standpoint of, you know, what are the things that he's going to want to get accomplished versus what are the things that are he's actually going to get accomplished? Mm-hmm. And given the fact that it appears to me, it's very clear to me that we're going to have a real gridlock in Congress. And the market loves that. I mean, it just really loves that because let's face it, if there had been a blue wave and all the tax stuff was going to get unwound and everything else that we know, it would have been a real negative. It would have been a tremendous negative, but we didn't get that. You know, and so, again, as I look forward at where we are right now, it's interesting to me because corporate America has clearly adapted to this new COVID environment. The American community has adapted to that. And we said all along that we expected a permanent sort of profound change as a result of this in terms of consumer behavior, the way that we conduct our daily lives, et cetera, the the workforce and how they're getting work done, whether they're going to travel or not. All of these things have been changed.
Yeah.
Now, one could argue that that was going to happen anyway, and maybe with the advent of cloud-based technologies and e-commerce, et cetera, that's where we were kind of heading towards anyway. But this thing sped it all up, and it is the new world we live in, and we're seeing robust revenue growth, robust earnings growth all across the board, and we're beginning to see significant outperformance in these reopening stocks. Whether we trust these vaccines or not, the reality is they're here, they're on us, and the most susceptible in society are going to get these vaccines first. And that's important because it's going to allow people to start to return to normal. It will slow the spread. And I think therein lies a lot of the opportunity, and that's where we keep talking about this great rotation. And, you know, the only thing I will say is and I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, that, you know, our team has been incredibly proud of how we got positioned heading into this, particularly coming out of it 2 months ago. You know, we made some pretty significant market calls, went way against the grain. And I mean, when I say against the grain, we went way out there. And even the people I was talking to in my business were like, man, you're crazy. But they've been significant outperformers for us. We just feel great about it. And we think 2021 is going to be a great year. I mean, we really do. And the market is very strong right now. I think we're going to close it strong. And I think that momentum continues as we go into the new year.
I like the sound of that, Brant. I like the sound. I totally understand. A blue wave would have been a disaster, especially with the hardline left pushing.
Think about what it was like when Obama won and he took the House and the Senate. Now that was a real downer. We had to go through that for two years.
We came out of that with Obamacare, which continues to get worse. Save me $2,500 a year. Not.
Yeah.
And at least I still have my doctor.
Exactly. In this scenario, we're going to have a gridlock situation for 2 years. The midterms are going to come up. And if you look at historical trends in terms of the House and the Senate, the evidence is pretty clear. I mean, we see a continuous move to the right, not the left. I mean, it's really a pretty powerful statement that the American people are making. And so, you know, I'm actually somewhat more hopeful about all this than what we would have originally feared had someone said this would have been the outcome.
And on that note, we have a brand new year coming up at the end of this month, and now's the time to get with Brant and meet his amazing team at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management and get a plan going so that you can, you know, think back and think about your friends or other family members. And what they experienced when everything got shut down, like almost before we realized it, our lives were very limited. Our options were very limited. And people that had businesses and that was their source for income got closed. Those that had a nest egg, they were able to adapt and adjust and navigate the circumstances a lot better than those who had no fallback plan whatsoever. That's why it's important to call Brant and get that started. 387-0094. 387-0094. It's an incredible team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Thank you, Brant. We'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah, buddy. Y'all take care.
Thanks.
All right, it's 524. So for laughs, I'm going to replay the haircut story.
Yes, absolutely. I love that one.
In a couple of minutes. Because I have no other news that's going to, you know, make your spirits soar at the moment.
This is a funny story.
Yes. This Very is a funny. Funny story. It's a story from long ago when I, back when my dad thought that he was Floyd the Barber. It's coming up next.
Yeah. afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have very heavy traffic on I-65 and I-85, especially I-85. Just the sheer volume of traffic. We've got slow traffic from Jackson Hospital all the way to the interchange with 65. Slow traffic on 85 northbound from around South Union Street all the way up past Ann. And if you're traveling out of Montgomery on I-85 northbound just before Shorter, we have an accident there that's causing a tremendous backup of traffic. If you're headed to Tuskegee, Shorter, or Tallahassee, expect delays on 85 northbound. The Boulevard, very busy all around the city, as well as Taylor Road. Cars everywhere. Slow down, buckle up. We will keep you updated. Chico's Auto Pros offers full tire and auto service at their Montgomery location on the Atlanta Highway. Everything for your vehicle at one location. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
From all of us at Brubaker Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kia, and Infiniti, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. It's better at brubaker.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. And now, another flashback favorite on News Talk.
See, for most of us, this brings back warm, fuzzy memories. But for Gregory Benjamin Boudel,
it's trauma time. For some reason, my dad thought that he had barber skills. And he bought one of those. It smelled like a lawnmower when he started up the clippers.
The clippers?
Swear, he was pulling a chain going. There had to be the right combination of conditions for him to give us a haircut. The humidity had to be high and it had to be really, really hot.
So you're in the basement, a hot, hot, sticky, steamy, uncomfortable basement, and you're perched on a little stool.
No, he had a crate that went on top of the stool, a crate with splinters. It was one of those fruit boxes that
this
had
is beginning
the,
to sound a little disturbing now.
Always underneath a light that had no shade, just a light bulb like they used to use in
old World War II movies.
You will talk! You will talk! Before he started cutting, he put the sheet around your neck. You know, a good thread count for a nice soft sheet's what, about 400, 500, 600? The thread count on the sheet was about 12. You could sand wood with this thing. And he'd wrap it around our neck really, really snug because, God forbid, we should have little flecks of hair fall onto our shoulders. And he would wait until 6 p.m. because he knew we all hated Lawrence Welk. So he would put us on the stool with splinters, tie the itchy, starchy sheet around our neck, grab the back of our head so hard, I think my cerebellum is still flat. And then he'd wait until we heard this sound. Then he'd pull the cord on the clippers. And then, hold still, damn it. Let me tighten up that sheet. Just. Hold still, I said. And I'm watching Lauren and Bobby on Lawrence Welk dancing away. It was awful. Sweat pouring over my little boy body and little black hairs all over me and just creepy and crawly and itch. He finished it off with the brush. The same brush he took the paint off the gutters. That's how he dusted our shoulders. Little rivulets of blood streaming down from my shoulders.
Oh, my poor little soldier.
And then the one word that we really long to hear, next! And then my mother.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Good afternoon, this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have very heavy traffic on I-65 and I-85, especially I-85, just the sheer volume of traffic. We've got slow traffic from Jackson Hospital all the way to the interchange with 65. Slow traffic on 85 northbound from around South Union Street all the way up past Ann. And if you're traveling out of Montgomery on I-85 northbound just before Shorter, we have an accident there that's causing a tremendous backup of traffic. If you're headed to Tuskegee, Shorter, or Tallahassee, expect delays on 85 northbound. The Boulevard, very busy all around the city, as well as Taylor Road. Cars everywhere. Slow down. Buckle up. We will keep you updated. Chico's Auto Pros offers full tire and auto service at their Montgomery location on the Atlanta Highway. Everything for your vehicle at one location. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors, where you can shop online anytime at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
As we've watched Fox's audience collapse, Hannity hemorrhaging viewers, even though he didn't really betray anybody like Tucker did and some of the others, I think with Hannity, he was constantly creating expectations that he had the goods. I would be stunned if he ever had John Solomon on his show again. Stuff like that. You can't keep going TikTok and not have an explosion at some point. All the experts, right? And then Tucker, who basically just rubbed everybody's face in it a week ago Monday. Bad move. He's lost over a million viewers. And during the day, 50% of what they had a month ago. So people are finding alternate sites like Newsmax and stuff, but there's something called The First. Now, Bill O'Reilly did go to Newsmax, but he's not there anymore. I don't know what The First is. I haven't really looked into it, but if this is going to be a cable news network or what. But I'll play a little bit of a clip here in which he explains that Joe Biden underperformed Hillary Clinton in every major metro area except the four that we know through this election. Milwaukee, Detroit, Atlanta, and Philadelphia. There goes Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. That's the election right there. Here's some numbers to back it up.
So what are the odds that the President Trump has a 700,000 lead, vote lead, in Pennsylvania by midnight on election night, and then he loses by 60,000? What are the odds of that happening? I still don't know. All right? I have information, but I don't know that. I'd like to know that, wouldn't you? What the odds are there? That's called analytics. Now, if you could build a strong analytic case that this vote was off the chart crazy, that goes a long way to convincing we the people that there was fraud. Let's start with the facts. Here's what we know here at the No Spin News. So Joe Biden received a record number of votes, all right? 15 million more than Barack Obama received in 2012. 15.
That goes to Jacqueline's point. Biden, 80 million votes. Obama got 62 million just 8 years ago. No.
15 million more. That's a colossal jump. Is it not? The black vote. Barack Obama got 93% of the black vote in 2012. All right, 13% of the total of the entire vote was African American. All right, Joe Biden got 87%, 6% less than Barack Obama. All right, no incumbent president has ever lost an election in a century and a half, it's modern times, all right, gaining more votes in the second run. No president has ever lost when he gained more votes. Donald Trump gained 11 million more votes than he did in 2016. So in modern times, he's the only president to lose, gaining more votes than he did the first time around. 11 million, that's substantially more. 74 million votes. Joe Biden is the first president in 60 years since John F. Kennedy to lose Ohio and Florida and still win the presidency. Now, that's an anomaly, okay, but it's interesting, and it goes into the analytic category. The Wall Street Journal, and that is one of the few corporate media that I believe is honest. The Journal independently analyzed 19 counties throughout the USA that had been right on their voting records over the past 40 years. So, for the past 40 years, 19 counties in this country had picked correctly. 19. 18 of them went for Trump. Only Clallam County in Washington State did not. Again, that's not evidence that overturns, but it's certainly curious.
We'll pause it there. These are the simple things. This is why we have this post-election PTSD, why we still have this shock going on, because we all know you do not have to be a genius to understand that none of this makes any sense. And nobody except Trump, Sidney Powell, and the other attorneys, Giuliani, Linwood, seem the least bit interested in trying to correct it. The DOJ, when there are people, when you have hundreds of witnesses, affidavits that are legally binding in terms of perjury, when you have that number of people willing to say, I witnessed fraud, I witnessed suspicious activity, you can't get a DOJ official in there to find out what happened. That's why we're feeling the way we are. It's a very short break here at 5:37. I'm going to play the last couple of minutes of that clip because it really boils it down. I'm not trying to depress everybody. At some point, we need to be angry. It's like a caller said in the first hour of the show. I don't know at what point we start burning down. That's not in it. That's not in our DNA. We are not capable of justifying that at any level. The left has that gift. The left media can overlook, you know, it's like David Blackman said. Mostly peaceful protests while the reporter is standing in front of a huge inferno started by BLM in Minneapolis. Mostly peaceful. Sometimes I can't believe the audacity of their coverage, for lack of, that's not coverage, that's messaging. Anyway, we'll get back to this clip in a minute. How about something new for your home? We know that this year people have used their living room furniture on average 668 more hours than they normally would in any other year because people are working from home, kids are at home, furniture takes a beating. Where to go to get replacement furniture? Well, we all know those big glitzy names with their fancy infrastructures and expensive signs and all that. I know a place at 4044 Wetumpka Highway called Kaiser, K-Y-S-E-R. Go to shopkaiser.com. It's just a big functional warehouse, 65,000 square feet of choices in all types and styles, and operated by the Mount Rushmore of furniture saleswomen here in the River Region. That would be Stella, Dale Thornell, and Cheryl Pitts. So whatever you're interested in seeing, whatever price range you're shopping in, let them show you the way. Wear comfortable shoes because you will want to walk and take a look at all there is to see. You'll pay less in sales tax there because it's 8.25%. As I like to say, they're beyond the 10% taxicals of Montgomery. And great service. Great local business. And in a way, kind of, it's amazing that it's almost one of those places that's been kept secret. Well, the secret's out. So if you're shopping for furniture and you're not including Kaiser, really only shortchanging yourself in terms of price and selection. Shop Wiser by Kaiser, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. It's 540.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. Once again, another good night to throw an extra log on the fire. It's going to be a cold one. Overnight low temperature by about dawn, maybe mid-20s with clear skies. Tomorrow, not quite as cold. Lots of sunshine. I think we'll be up to about 56 for a high temperature. Probably upper 50s on Thursday. Small chance of rain, I think, by Thursday afternoon, Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you looking to buy someone a new car for Christmas? Brubaker Motors can help. Make this Christmas one they'll never forget. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brewbaker.com.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs and will deliver them for free. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Delivery restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com for details.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I guess Cyber Monday broke records. I'm concerned, just as brick-and-mortar places were making their comeback, we've had a second round of closures, hoping that many of those businesses will survive based on good holiday sales. You know, make it a point to shop at some of those. You know, it's sad that the Costco's, the Amazon, Jeff Bezos had to give his ex-wife, I think it was $80 billion a couple of years ago. He's made that back and more this year. Walmart, Costco, all of them. Is this what our future is? Big government stores? Just place your order? I hope not. I've had this Hodge Twins video up about the first female college football player. I just saw that story this morning. I guess she kicked.
Yeah.
I'm kind of eager to see what they have to say about it. But they make me nervous because sometimes they drop an inappropriate word in, and I just don't have time to preview their stuff. So if it disappears quickly, you'll know why.
You get 25% off, and you'll be supporting fellow conservatives.
Yeah.
Let's start the show. They just made history. Big Five football. In college football, the Vanderbilt Commodores, they just... Man, let me show you the tape.
This would normally be a 21-0 game. Probably not a whole lot of interest with a 3-score advantage for Missouri, but there is huge interest because we are about to witness history in college football. Vanderbilt Commodores coming back onto the field. They will kick off to start the second half, and Sarah Fuller will kick off for Vanderbilt to become the very first woman to compete in the Southeastern Conference in a football game and a Power 5 football game. And there she is, wearing number 32, her soccer jersey number, and just 6 days ago was winning an SEC soccer tournament championship in Orange Beach, Alabama.
And by the way, the football uniform does flatter her ass. I'm just adding that expertise to this.
Okay.
Would you know it? History is on the field in Columbia, Missouri, as Sarah Fuller is about to put her right foot into her football, speaking volumes to women around the world.
Awesome, awesome. You can hear the crowd. Everybody understands what's happening right now. This is a pretty cool moment.
Look at that booty. Here it comes.
And the kick down at the 35-yard line, and Sarah Fuller. Happy Thanksgiving.
Man, yeah, they just made history. The worst kickoff ever. Y'all know, okay, I'm into football. When a kicker kicks the ball, they're supposed to run down the field and be in position to tackle. Not her. She ran straight off the field. You know why? Because she's a girl. She tried to make contact with them big-ass dudes. If I was catching the ball, I'd be like, where the girl at? I'm going to run. Come on, Sarah. Come get some of this. You want some equality? I'm going to run your ass over.
That kick was pathetic. So we made history. All right. What is all this history accomplishing? You know?
I don't know, but some people want to be the first.
I you know, we've got some women who become coaches in baseball. You know, it's like there are some really good women sports broadcasters. Susie Orman, she in New York. She's been sidekicking with Jack, why can't I remember his name? The guy that does the funny Yankee home run calls and stuff. John Sterling. He used to do the Braves games way back. John just turned, I think, 81 or 82. Sharp as a tack. I love listening to them. And she's a great compliment to him because she's, I don't know, she's got to be in her 60s or 70s, somewhere in that range.
She's the one that does the financial talks on PBS? Susie Orman?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think she does anything like that. I think I could be wrong. She's just good.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple on Major League Baseball Network that are okay, but I cannot... you channel surf on Saturday through the games... They all look like they came out of the same blonde cookie cutter, you know, asking questions that are, like, not indicative of somebody with great insights. It's window dressing. It's not genuine progress. I don't think that's progress. When somebody's there because we have to put a woman there, you know?
I like the little gal who's on CBS. Have you seen her?
Probably not.
She's very good.
When is a man going to break the line on the view, on the spew?
What man would want to?
Nobody. Not any. No. Good point.
I wouldn't want to be around any of those women. If I was a man, woman, I wouldn't want to be around any of them.
The temptation to, yeah.
They're not nice people, the majority of them.
They're hateful shrews.
Yeah.
That's what they are. 550 on News Talk 93.1 AM. So congratulations. Okay. Maybe I'll share this since I just realized something else I put. Okay. I just realized that thing I put up earlier today about Garcetti shutting off water and electricity. That was from August.
Really?
Would you be surprised, though, if they did that today? And
no.
I wish people would... I got to be careful to check the dates on things. Problem is, who's surprised? Nobody. John.
Hey, Craig.
Yeah.
Remember when Howard Cosell's daughter was given a job as a sportscaster and she was on the sideline during the Iron Bowl in 1982?
Really?
Yes, sir. You can look it up on YouTube. I think it's like Bear Bryant embarrasses reporter. And short story, Alabama had a great quarterback named Walter Lewis. But for reasons unknown, he didn't start the game. They put in a kid who was his backup, who obviously was not as good, okay? Mm. So she confronts Bear Bryant. He's walking off the field. You know, coach just wanted to know why you put this player in. How come you're not playing your best player? And he just looks at her and goes, well, I'm trying to win the game. And she says, well, coach, I mean, I know, but he goes, no, I'm trying to win the game. One of the most embarrassing things, I was an Auburn fan, obviously loved the game, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I remember thinking, this ain't cutting the mustard. But hey, hats off to Joe Biden for announcing we're going to have a female White House press secretary. Don't you think that's great, Greg?
Yeah, just like Donald Trump.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, love you. Keep the fight going. Bye.
Thanks. Thank you, John D. 551. Still time to... puts me on layaway until just before Christmas at Adams Motorsports. Interesting. Terry Adams is one of those people that really cares about our lives, our existence, what's going on in the world that we discuss here in the afternoon. And you can tell when you see him, they've had a big year at Adams Motorsports, mm-hmm. but because the coronavirus has so limited people that they have been compelled to look for new ways to get out and enjoy life. Now, that's great. We should always really be in that mode. Never turn your eyes away from the next potential adventure. But I think he would rather have it evolve into that than have it compelled by limited circumstances. That's just the way Terry is. He's a good businessman, but he has a heart. So Adams Motorsports, a lot of folks have taken the Motorcycle Foundation Safety Training Program. Learn how to ride a bike, something that many couples can do together. It'll always tell you about the visceral difference between you ride down the same street. It's like I'm kind of experiencing it now by riding my bike,
mm-hmm.
going through my neighborhood where I can really see at a lower speed what's around me. That's the visceral look. That's how I'm noticing arborvitae trees on lawns and stuff like that, because it's different. The whole world is different, and it's waiting for you at Adams Motorsports. Everything from Kymco scooters that get over 100 mpg to the off-road excitement that Polaris, Kawasaki, and Suzuki can provide. They've got every... I may go over there and get a helmet. If I'm going to get a helmet, I'm going to get it at Adams Motorsports.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a motor on my bike, but with these powerful legs I'm building, I should have something to protect my head.
Absolutely. I'm in total agreement.
All the manufacturers and product lines that Terry carries at Adams Motorsports buy down the credit standards, meaning people with good credit can get the lowest single-digit rates that they have on just about everything in the house. And if you do buy something to blow away the family for Christmas, he'll keep it at his, he's sort of like an outlet mall for the North Pole. He'll keep it there until just before the big day. Come and get it with a big red bow and have a Christmas gift that your family will remember for years to come, if not forever. 528 Northeastern Boulevard, that's the bypass at Ackle, and open right now at adamsmotorsports.com. 554.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We now have an accident on the ramp from I-65 northbound to 85 northbound. It's on the right-hand side of the road. You'll need to be in the left-hand lane to scoot by it. We have got light to mostly moderate traffic around the boulevard, heavy traffic on I-65 and 85, and no other accidents in the Montgomery area. We do have some slow traffic at Taylor Road on I-85 northbound to Chantilly. And just before Victory Land, we have an accident, moderate crash on I-85 northbound. If you're headed out of the city going to Shorter or Tallahassee or Tuskegee, expect a large delay. Traffic is backed up from the accident site almost all the way to Mount Meigs. Buckle up. Be safe out there. We will keep you updated. Everything for Christmas is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon, then eat at CC's Pizza, Hunan Garden, and American Deli, Midtown Plaza, and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors with a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Shop online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at Facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Napa Know How.
Right now, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $22.98. They're an iconic duo like salt and pepper, a hammer and a nail, or the holidays and awkward hugs. You can't get one without the other. That's Napa Full Synthetic and a Platinum Filter for just $22.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/20.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
At Marguerite's, we make it, we really make it. And for this Christmas, for $99, we've made a gemstone diamond drop earrings. That's right, in all your birthstone colors. Unbelievably, only for $99. We do it in 14-karat white or yellow gold with the birthstone of your choice. Only at Marguerite's do we do a Christmas special for $99. Nobody else in the country touches us. We're in the Pepperidge Shops. We're open every day to Christmas. Come visit us. Let us help you out. Don't miss up on the $99 Christmas special drop earrings.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
And don't forget to ask about the butt paste.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
It is the Miracle Oil. On behalf of Rosie Brock, David Blackman, thanks for tuning in. David, the rest of your next. I will be back tomorrow morning at 6 with Rich Thomas, Jesse Lynn, and Jay Scott. Have a great and safe night. Stay warm, and thanks for touching us up.
Adios, muchacho.
Successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. A CDC panel has just voted to recommend healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities be the first to be vaccinated against coronavirus once a drug is approved.
Dr. Kathleen Dooling of the CDC says vaccinating healthcare workers
leads to preservation of healthcare capacity and better health outcomes for all.
And protecting nursing home residents proves beneficial. Vaccinating these groups